Representative Dorothy Hugel, a Port Orange Republican, says House Bill 7031 is aimed at keeping local governments and other entities like school districts solvent. Hugel says there are certain indicators that a local government is in financial distress. When those show up, local governments have to let the governor know, and school districts have to notify the commissioner of education.
And at that point, current law provides that a state of financial emergency is declared, and then there is certain help that is available, including money, financial help, and certain types of procedural help.
Hugel says her measure focuses on what would happen after a state of emergency is declared. Her proposal would implement two recommendations made by the state's Auditor General in 2011. First, Hugel says her bill would put a time frame in place for how quickly an entity that's been declared to be in a state of financial emergency must give financial information to the state government so it can help.
If the entity reports to the governor that they've met one of these statutory indicators, the governor's office will ask for certain information, but there's nothing in current law that would provide when that has to be provided.
Representative Debbie Mayfield, a Vero Beach Republican, says she knows from serving as chairman of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee that a rule like this is sorely needed. She says when the government is trying to take a look at how taxpayer dollars are being spent, there should be some sense of urgency that would result in a timely response.
A couple of months ago, what we ended up having to do, because we did have problems with that, was send letters to the delegation chair members to let them know that we needed their help in getting financial statements in.
The second part of the bill is more controversial. Hugel says the measure would give the governor the power to remove an official who fails to fix the financial problem. She says the Constitution already gives the governor the authority to do that in several situations.
Basically, what the Constitution says is malfeasance, misfeasance, neglect of duty, drunkenness, incompetence, permanent ability to perform duties, commission of a felony, etc. Statutory reference in statute 112.51 reiterates those, but also includes, believe it or not, and this is a very old statute, also includes habitual drunkenness.
Hugel says her proposal would clarify that failing to fix a financial state of emergency would count as a reason for the governor to be allowed to remove someone from his or her position. But Representative Dwayne Taylor, a Daytona Beach Democrat, says he doesn't like the idea of giving the governor that power.
There are other mechanisms and other ways that you can get this information without allowing the governor the ability to remove commissioners for things that are really subjective. If you look at the items that are outlined, the inability to perform is basically a subjective. That's based on somebody's interpretation.
Taylor says other reasons the governor would have for removing an elected official are based in fact.
When a commissioner is arrested, there's no doubt that that commissioner was arrested. So you can pretty much remove them.
Representative Jeff Clemens, a Democrat from Lake Worth, has similar concerns.
We can already remove council members for malfeasance. If there's something obvious that they've done, we can remove them. But I think this opens it up to being able to remove members for political reasons because of the generality of the definition of the inability to cure whatever financial ills the city has.
Others worry the proposal could unfairly punish officials who've inherited the situation. Hugel says a law that has allowed the governor to remove officials has existed since the 1960s. She says the measure targets those who refuse to take the steps needed to solve a financial emergency, which she points out is not a designation given lightly. The measure passed through the House State Affairs Committee in a close 9-6 vote. It now moves to the House floor. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.